This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The stage is all set for swearing-in ceremony for the new government at the centre to take place at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The ceremony will be held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan at 7:15 p.m. tomorrow. The President will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of Union Council of Ministers. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government after Mr. Modi had met her and staked claim to form the new government. Earlier, an NDA delegation led by BJP President J.P. Nadda met the President and submitted letter stating that Mr. Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the President. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, and Vice President of Seychelles, Ahmed Afif, have already arrived in New Delhi. Presidents of Sri Lanka and the Maldives, Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Nepal and Bhutan, Vice President of Seychelles will attend the ceremony. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has been unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party CPP chairperson. Talking to media this evening, party leader Rajiv Shukla said she has accepted the post. Earlier today, the Extended Congress Working Committee CWC has unanimously passed a resolution requesting senior party leader Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi, senior Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said the working committee believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh added that the recent elections serve as a booster dose for the Congress party. He noted that the party will conduct a thorough analysis of its election performance at the state level. Earlier in the opening remarks at the meeting, Party President Mallikarjun Kharge congratulated the newly elected members of the party who fought and won the elections despite adverse circumstances. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said he would continue in the state government as Deputy CM. Speaking after a party meeting in Mumbai today, where state BJP legislators passed a resolution reposing faith in him and seeking that he continue as party leader, Fadnavis said that his offer to quit as deputy CM was not prompted by emotions or sadness over the electoral setback. He said that he met Amit Shah, who asked him to continue, and he will do that. He asserted that they have a strategy and already started working accordingly. Akashvani Delhi would broadcast the running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. The United Nations has included Israel and Hamas in its annual list of shame, part of a report documenting violations against children in armed conflicts. This is the first time both entities have appeared on this list, which already features groups and nations such as Russia, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Somalia, Yemen, and Syria. The inclusion of Israel is particularly notable as it marks the first time a democratic country has been listed. In the French Open tennis, world number one Iga Swiatek of Poland has won the women's singles title for the third time in a row. She beat first time Italy's Jasmine Paolini 6-2, 6-1 at Roland Garros in Paris today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.